It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We get to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Redeem us, Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." He responded, and now over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Thursday, everybody. Good to have you listening in. You're on VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. On at this time or any time as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening, believing there is hope for our nation. And we believe that there is another wave about to roll in answer to the prayers of those present and those past. In Jesus' name, this is a great broadcast because we have some great things to talk about. It's a great broadcast because we have a great God, and we are going to offer some prayers up to Him on behalf of this nation, your city, your church, your family, and you as an individual. We had Dr. Donald Perkins on yesterday talking about the rapture, about the mark of the beast, about Israel, Iran, Russia, and coming events. It was quite interesting, and I'm thankful that you were able to hear that broadcast. Remember, if you missed any of the broadcast, you can go to bpnradio.com and click on the archives, and those are being posted by our producer, Michael Schonborn. Tomorrow, Dr. David Shibley, founder of Global Advance, one of the great speakers and authors in our nation, and longtime friend, over 30 years of mine, will be with me tomorrow, Friday, on BPN Radio. Today we're talking about some important issues, including the new announcement by Target concerning neutral gender. And most people don't think this is a is a newsworthy event, but it really is. In fact, it's something that is changing, could change, the entire landscape of our nation. I'm going to talk about that. You don't want to miss what I'm going to say about Target. We're going to pray today because I don't believe that we ought to talk about things without praying about it. And, you know, I love some of the conservative people on talk radio and on talk television programs, but they talk about it, but 90%, 95% of the time, they never pray about it. And so I believe that whatever we talk about, we need to pray about. So just talking about an issue and just giving some information, although I do know that information is power, just giving information about a certain subject or a certain person is not as newsworthy as we think it is. And although I'm not discounting any of those, don't get me wrong, but if we just talk about something and never pray about it, it's like a pastor or a church leader getting up on Sunday and talks about people being healed, and he preaches on divine healing and wellness and wholeness, but dismisses the people, gives the benediction without anybody getting prayed for. It's like a person, a pastor, a church leader preaching about salvation, how people can come to know the Lord, but never giving anyone the opportunity to walk the aisle and accept Jesus as their personal Savior. And it's like teaching on the prophetic, but never having anyone to give a prophetic word in the church. And so we don't need to just be talking heads. We don't need to just be talking about something. We need to be praying about whatever we're talking about. Praying about whatever we're talking about. So we're going to pray today. And I want to share some things that are very, very important concerning the future of our nation. Do I believe there is hope for America? I do believe there's hope for America, but I don't believe it's just going to come out of the blue somewhere. I don't believe it's just going to, that the Holy Ghost is just going to pour out His Spirit upon this entire nation without our prayers, without our intercession, without our repenting as a nation. And I do believe that revival is coming. I do believe that a spiritual awakening is happening, but it may come in the midst of tremendous adversity. It could come in the midst of great persecution, and I know that most people don't want to hear that type of talk. But you must understand that we are a nation that is, we are distancing ourselves from the Bible. We have a few people that's rewriting the principles of the Bible, and we have placed ourselves in major jeopardy, breaking the close relationship that we had with Israel at one time. And so it's wow, it's we're living in an age of difficulty, and we're going to pray. Father, I pray that You would bless this broadcast today. I pray that You would anoint me, Your servant, Dale Gentry, as I continue praying with this group of people around the clock here on BPN Radio, desperately crying out, as I have now for many, many years, being a prayer leader since 1967 and being a national prayer leader since 1985. Calling people to pray and to seek Your face. And I pray that You would anoint this prayer broadcast today during this hour of power. Would You send Your Holy Spirit and anoint our ears to hear, eyes to see, and our hearts to receive, so that we may speak and declare those things that You have called us to declare. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're living in dangerous days. I have a response to what Target has announced concerning their change in their policy. I'll be back to do that in a moment. But here's a song that really really explains where we're at. We're living in a dangerous day. And here we go.
We're living in an age where we're one click away from some of the vilest things on display. Oh, Lord, we need a revolution now. We've fallen in a pit, but we struggle to admit that we're caught in a net, the trap we've hit. Oh, Lord, we need a revolution now. Oh, God help us. What a terrible mess we're in. What a terrible mess we're in. Oh, we're living in a time where the good news is a crime, yet to murder our unborn children is fine. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. We're living in a day where we've made sex a game, told the kids it can play just as long as it's safe. Oh Lord, we need a revolution now. Oh, what a terrible mess we're in. Oh, what a terrible mess we're in. Oh, God help us. Oh, what a terrible mess we're in. Oh, what a terrible mess we're in. Oh, enough is enough. Is enough. Is enough. Oh, enough is enough. Is enough. Is enough. Oh, enough. 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 Enough.
Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Enough. Concerning doing business with stores that are becoming neutral gender. And some people would say, well, that's very negative. That's very small thinking. But we are moving into a time of gender neutrality in America. And we know it's being led by the homosexual movement, the transgender movement, and that's spilling over into our military, paying for transgender surgeries, and we know that Target and other stores are taking up this cause, and so Target has released a statement. I'm going to read it today, but it says the retailer's new goal is to defy stereotypes within the aisles of with its aisles after Abby Bechtel, a mother of three, tweeted a photo from inside her local Target store, and the photo showed a sign for building sets and a separate sign for girls building sets. And Target wrote that that they are phasing. Target wrote that I was working to phase out gender-based signage to help strike a better balance. So, over the years, guests have raised important questions about a handful of signs in our stores that offer product suggestions based on gender. The statement read in part, "We heard you and we agree." Right now, our teams are working across the store to identify areas where we can phase out gender-based signage to help strike a better balance. In an interview with ABC News, Bechtel discussed her children's reaction to the Target signs. As my kids get old enough to notice that there was a distinction, my boys, I didn't want to go down the girly aisle. She said we would have these conversations about it's really okay for kids to play with any toys they want to. So Target is vowing to change with the times by revamping signage in their toys, homes, and entertainment areas, writing in the kids' bedding area, signs will no longer feature suggestions for boys or girls, just kids. In the toy aisles, the Minnesota-based retail chain says it will remove references to gender, including the use of pink, blue, yellow, or green paper on the back walls of our shelves. How foolish can we get, and how far have we gotten to realize that we are now in a gender neutral? That's what they said. It's a huge deal that Target is going gender neutral, because Target is a trendsetter. Their representative told ABC News, retailers have an incredible opportunity here. They're opening a whole world of possibility for these kids, she said. So Target's move is not the first time retailers have ditched gender stereotypes. But anyhow, so they have made their move. And what are we going to do to respond? And I'm just saying that in my prayer today on letsprayamerica.com, I would like to, by the way, read the prayer that I put out on Let's Pray America. I'm just on my screen here. Let's Pray America. And that would be for, I put this out yesterday, didn't I? Yeah, yesterday, concerning what is happening in our land. And, let's see if I can get it up here. And let's pray. If you're not getting my daily prayers, you can do so by going to letspray America.com, and you can sign up and get a prayer every day. I've been sending these out for over 1,100 consecutive days, and you can be blessed. Right now, Gene and I's picture is right there on the front, my beautiful wife, Gene. We've been married for 54 years, and we've been in ministry 49 years. Next year, we'll celebrate the Big 5-0 as far as ministry is concerned. And so here's the prayer that I put out yesterday in response to what I'm talking about today. And it says, Father God, we pray this morning that we as Christians will not ignore the silent war that is occurring in this nation. May we be alert to the transitions that major companies such as Target are making, boldly proclaiming they are going gender neutral, removing all differences between male and female products, announcing they're setting trends that will provide greater opportunities for everyone to shop at their stores. But may we as believers discern that this is a litmus test to see if conservative Christians will buy into this new phenomena in silence, or if we will send this group a strong signal that enough is enough. I've just played this song. Enough is enough. We will not support this type of behavior. That we as Christians will not participate in their new campaign of neutrality, recognizing that this neutral philosophy is being fueled by many lukewarm pastors and church leaders who have declared they will remain neutral on all moral issues in this nation so as not to offend anyone. Refusing tough love, they will simply remain neutral, unwilling to help or support either side. A disengaged position, bland, gray, unbiased, impartial, open-minded, indifferent, uninvolved, harmless, uncommitted, and I even said sissy. Help us today, Lord, to understand the consequences of remaining neutral on this attempt of removing all differences between male and female, resulting in the complete moral downfall of a nation. May we as your people no longer be willing to be silent on these types of issues, for if we remain silent, we will all perish. Please send another spiritual awakening to America, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is not just rhetoric. This is not just something I'm spewing out. I have, I've been on continuous BPN radio now for about 10 months. I've been in the ministry 49 years, and I see the havoc that is is happening in our nation against the Word of God, against the principles of God's Word, defying, denying, eliminating Scripture, eliminating the Bible, because the Bible said in the beginning God created the heavens and earth. And the Bible went on to say in the beginning He created male and female. He made a great distinguishing statement concerning the difference between male and female. And now we have people in our society that has an agenda. And as we look at different things happening in America, this agenda is not only being portrayed in Target, but it's now being taught in many, many schools. Gender neutral. And so that is being the same-sex approval by the Supreme Court is a major step in that direction. And so, you know, with my prophetic eyes, I see a gender neutral society that is being put in place, is being constructed, and eventually they're going to demand that everyone conform. Everyone must blend in. No distinctions between male and female. No longer referring to a person as a man or a woman, a boy or a girl. They're just a person. No references to male or female. No longer addressing a baby as a boy. Well, it's a baby girl. No, but that's an infant, a newborn. No longer needing gender restrooms. We know that in Houston that is being put in place. In fact, I believe the Houston City Council is voting on that in November, something that has been set in motion by the mayor of Houston. And so boys wearing girls' clothes and girls' boy clothes will become a common situation. It will no longer be a problem if a boy wants to put on a dress to wear to school the next day. Athletes using playing on the same teams, no gender differences. Everybody can play basketball on the same team, football on the same team, soccer on the same team, using the same locker rooms. And so, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, it's a ploy, it's a move to defy principles. It's a war on Christianity and pastors and leaders. You say, well, you shouldn't be calling out pastors and leaders. Well, I'm calling out those who are remaining neutral, and those that will not address social issues, moral issues, will not address situations that are happening in America. They're giving a motivational speech, and everything is about you can do it, you can make it, you're looking good. And I've used that thousands of times, and everything is just about hope. And I believe in giving people hope. But what about this nation? Unless we have a turnaround, ladies and gentlemen, unless we have revival in cities all across America, unless we have a spiritual awakening, our nation will go without hope. I mean, God is our only hope. And for us to try to cover up, and that is what many, many ministers who have reverted to becoming motivational speakers, and thousands of people flock to their meetings, they've given people what I would call hope as an individual, but false hope. Unless we have a turnaround, a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And people are beginning to realize when they look at the news, although they're not able to look at the news very long because we only have a news report that's an event that's newsworthy for one day. Then we go to something the next day. And that is always, that's like a boxer who gives punches to keep his opponent off balance. And that's what the news media is doing. Every day there is a new story in order to keep us off balance. And just about the time we're praying concerning one situation, the next day the liberal news media will improvise or bring to the headlines the next event. And so things that happened a week ago, like praying for Saeed Abedini in an Iranian prison, that will not be newsworthy anymore. He can go ahead and be in prison, but we have another news report, something we're going to pray about. And so we become staggered. We become inundated with all of this information that we cannot possibly handle, spending hours watching people, listening to people who are spinning their own news. And on Sundays, we have pastors and church leaders who are not addressing what is happening in America. And they respond by saying, well, people don't need negativity. You've got to give them hope. Yeah, but you must let them, you must warn them. You must warn them unless we pray, unless we have a revival in America. We are going to be a lost nation. If we remain silent, that's what Esther said. If we remain silent as a people, we're all going to perish. And so pastors are becoming very afraid of their congregation, afraid of their church members, afraid of losing finances, afraid of disagreement, afraid of a church board that is going to confront them, or certain powerful people in a congregation, or maybe losing their position. Oh God, help us. We are in jeopardy as a nation, and we must understand that the pulpit is our last line of defense as a nation, as we move toward these decisions that are eliminating principles of God's word that are causing this nation to be turned away from the truth. And the Bible said, you'll know the truth will make you free. God, I pray for America. I pray, Lord, that that Christians will not participate in gender-neutral corporations and companies and stores. That we will not allow our children to attend a school system that promotes gender-neutral. And may we, as leaders, declare that we are not going to be neutral. That means that we won't take sides. We don't have an opinion. You know, the Bible said in the book of 1 Kings that when the prophet Elijah, when he stood upon Mount Carmel and gave a proclamation concerning the nation of Israel, when he spoke to the nation, the Bible said that when he finished, the people said not a word. They did not have any response. And we are living in a time now where so many things are happening. And we have these companies and corporations and stores that throw out these different litmus tests, saying that they are promoting this or promoting that. And if people don't respond, they'll continue down the road and other companies, corporations will take up their cause. And we know that any time we do this, there is immediate blowback. And that's what happened to Franklin Graham. And immediately when he began to make a statement concerning a certain bank that he had been doing business with, I mean, he was confronted by all sorts of different individuals. So we're living in a time where we have forces that are commanding Christians to be silent. Father, we ask in Jesus' name. We don't need to talk about anything that we're not going to pray about. And when you talk to people about certain situations, we need to pray about it. And I'm encouraging every pastor across this land to talk about issues that is happening, and then ask the congregation to pray about it. Let's pray about this. And what does the Bible have to say? What does the Bible have to say about these certain principles, these certain things that are being passed, laws that are being enacted, legislation that is taking place. What does the Word of God say? What does the Bible have to say about it? And so, Father, I just pray right now in Jesus' name. I pray for the silent majority in America. And Lord, we don't have to call for public boycotts on certain stores and entities, because we could spend our lifetime, all of our time doing that. But when certain stores and companies and corporations begins to throw down a gauntlet concerning things that are in direct opposition to those things that we stand for, believe for, knowing that to be silent is going to cause major damage to us as Christians in order to the opportunity to publicly preach the gospel, and resulting in major damage in a nation, the United States of America. How far we have fallen. Father, give us, forgive us, help us, we pray. Forgive us of our sins. We need you now. How fast we have fallen. We need your help now. Would you come and help us now? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Here's a song that was written by one of my spiritual sons.
School locker rooms, commencement addresses, no more prayer in school. Then we wonder why he's not there. How fast we have fallen. Not welcome in government or courthouse walls. Congress voting in unread bills and laws. Political agendas rule. How fast we have fallen. Some have wondered, how did we get here? What happened to us? It just took one step at a time, one more compromise, a turn head away. More tolerance today. Don't judge me, take a stand and tell me what to do. Now we're living like we won't hit you. How fast we are falling. We're stuck in a system, it's failing us fast. Rewriting our history, forgetting the past. A generation of brainwashed kids. How fast we have fallen. The news and the media have their own slanted view. No longer balanced or reporting the truth. We just believe it like a bunch of fools. How fast we have fallen. Today, don't judge me, take a stand or tell me what.
what to do.
There's a song written by one of my spiritual sons, Jim Wagey, great songwriter, and How Fast We Have Fallen. You know, it's really true. We have fallen as a nation. We need to turn back to God. We need a reviving. We need a revival in 1,000 cities across America. Individuals need reviving. People turning to God. And I'm not saying the entire nation is backslid. I'm so thankful for those that are praying, leading prayer. I got a lot of friends leading prayer across the land. Bob Wilhite and Jack Robbins and Hal and Cheryl Sachs, and there's others that are leading prayer groups. I'm very grateful and thankful. I know that God is at work, and I just believe that. I know my grandchildren attended a youth camp this year and had over 1,000 young people. We're there seeking God, praying. And so all of us have not gone to hell in a handbasket. I believe there's hope. But I'm talking about a society. The society that we're living in definitely needs prayer. And we are praying, Father God, for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. You listen to BPN Radio, to our 24-hour internet prayer station. At this time, anytime, here on BPN Radio and around the clock, around the globe, we go non-stop, as the Holy Spirit directed me several months ago, non-stop here on BPN Radio. The tune-in, and you can, if you don't have the tune-in app, you can get that by purchasing at a small price, the tune-in, T-U-N-E-I-N, the tune-in app. And then you can go there very quickly. So you can listen to me on your smartphone, on your computer, and you can even buy a little mechanism that you can plug into your car. And listen, as you go down the car, you can listen to BPN Radio. Thank you for being a part. And we're going to talk about the Shemitah, with this coming up very soon, in just a moment. But I'd like for you to ask the Holy Spirit what He would have you to do concerning making a contribution, a donation to this ministry, Breakout Prayer Network, and your gifts are, of course, tax deductible. And so would you just pray right now and just ask the Holy Spirit, what would you have me to do to sow in to Dale and Jean Gentry and Breakout Prayer Network to help them with this broadcast? And we have now, in order to get the word out, to broadcast 24 hours a day, to send out daily prayer requests, our budget has increased. We've got more people working with us, very committed people. And so would you ask God what He would have you to give in this offering today? And then you would respond. If you could become a monthly contributor, that would be fantastic. And we have never met budget as far as BPN Radio in all the 10 months we've been broadcasting. We've never received enough money from this broadcast to pay our expenses. But we believe that as we are faithful to God, then God will supply all our need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So here's how you contribute. You just go to bpnradio.com. And you can click on the donate button, use your PayPal, credit card, debit card. And if you want to write a check, you can do so by making your check payable to Breakout Prayer Network. That's three words, Post Office Box 91986. 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. Let me give that one to you again. Breakout Prayer Network, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. So, Father, just speak to people today about making a contribution. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I just want to pray with you right now about, before I talk about the Shemitah, which is coming up and a lot of people are talking about. Todd Mooring, one of my spiritual sons, playing that sweet hour prayer in the background. And so we just want to pause and pray, the will of God be done in your life. We pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done in your life, on earth as it is in heaven, in Jesus' name. And whatever God has for you, whatever he wants you to do in life, I just pray his will, plan, and purpose be done. And if you're making plans, but you say, I don't really know exactly what I'm going to do in life, what I'm supposed to do next, you got to remember that the Bible says the man will make his plans. A man will make his plans, but it's the Lord that will direct his steps. And so I just pray that the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. And I proclaim and declare and decree today that the will of God is not that difficult. And sometimes he speaks his will by a prophetic word. And when he... You know, when you receive a prophecy, it could be a now word, future word, confirming word, new word. And so sometimes we try to make a future word into a now word. It doesn't work. He's going to make everything beautiful in his time. So I pray with you about that. And he could speak to us through Scripture. He could speak to us as our pastor, our church leader, ministers the word. He could speak to us in a still small voice as we go down the road. And he could speak to us by just putting some things in our heart. There's some things I'm doing that I never received a prophetic word about, but God simply put it in my heart. The prophet Nathan said to King David, do all that is in your heart. He said, for the Lord is with you. And so there are things that God has placed in your heart. And you just need to write those things down and begin to confess them with your mouth. Because you actually, with your mouth, with your words, you actually create your worlds. That's a plural word. You actually create your worlds. So you hear it, and you see it, and then you say it. And then you need to do something that corresponds to the words that... you have received. And so I pray for you right now in Jesus' name that the Holy Spirit will lead and guide and direct you in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Guidance and direction for your life, because we know that the plan that God has for you is a good plan to give us a future and a hope. Can God work a good plan in the midst of all kinds of adversity in this nation? Absolutely. He can do it. And so we know that that word was given in the book of Jeremiah. When the people there in the land, many were being taken into captivity. New government was being set in place. All kinds of adversity was going on. And yet out of that adversity came those words, I have a good plan for you. A good plan to give you a future and a hope. Do we have a bright future? In Jesus, we do. Absolutely, we do. So, thank you very, very much for praying with me. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Shemitah, which a lot of people are asking about. And we know that is supposed to happen very, very soon. We know that Pastor John Hagee, who I highly respect, and Jonathan Kahn, who I believe is a prophet to this nation. I believe that they're speaking these, and I highly respect both of these men. I must say that I don't have a word on the Shemitah. And I asked Dr. Donald Perkins, who is a tremendous Bible scholar and an end-time prophecy teacher. I asked him yesterday on the broadcast if he had any words on the Shemitah, and he said no. So I'm just reading a little bit from this, even though I don't have a word on it. I know that we as Christians don't need to live in fear, but we know that Jonathan Kahn's second book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, has been highly publicized. I must confess that I have not read it. Not read it, but it came out in 2014, and it discussed the seven-year biblical cycle God gave to Moses in Deuteronomy, in which the nation was to observe a Sabbath year once every 7 years, letting the land rest, refraining from sowing and reaping, and canceling the debt on the last day of the Sabbath year. And America, for a nation that has turned its back on its godly heritage, Kahn is writing, the seven-year cycle can manifest as judgment. And Kahn has traced every major recession since 1973 to the seven-year Shemitah cycle. The Shemitah years of 2001 and 2008 brought the 9/11 attacks and record stock market crashes. The current Shemitah year of 2015 winds up on September 13th, or Eluai 29th on the Hebrew calendar. It was on Eluai 29, the last day of the year, on the Hebrew calendar, that the last two record stock market crashes occurred. And this time, it falls on September the 13th, E-L-U-L, Eluai, and I'm probably pronouncing that incorrectly, but I'm giving a stab at it. But anyhow, it falls this year on September the 13th, which is a Sunday, and the stock markets will be closed. So, Jonathan Kahn writes, this is the mystery that has marked the rise and fall of economies, stock markets, nations, empires. And Kahn said, two cautions, God doesn't have to do anything at the climax of the Shemitah. He said, we cannot put God in a box. If we do, he gets out. It could be very uneventful. He said, but I don't want people focusing on dates, but on being right with God. But the second caution is just as strong. He writes, it could happen at this time. But either way, no matter the timing, whether with the Shemitah or beyond, whether sooner or later, he said he believes a great shaking is coming to this nation, which I agree with. And this world, which I agree with, it will involve a shaking of the great financial economic realm, and yet it will be bigger than that. And when the dust clears, we're to stand. The signs are all converging. We're witnessing the acceleration of the apostasy deepening, a growing hatred and mocking of God. I've been talking about that. At the same time, the worst deterioration of America's relationship with Israel is happening. The administration has threatened to reassess its relationships with Israel, maybe abandon it at the UN, but the ancient covenant that God made with Abraham says if you reassess your relationship with Israel, he will reassess his relationship with you. If you abandon Israel, you will be abandoned. If you place Israel in danger, that will happen to you. God help us. Those are stern warnings from Jonathan Kahn, the author of the book The Harbinger, and now the author of his second book, The Mystery of the Shemitah. And I know there are a lot of people that are very fearful, but we are not to be fearful. But we need to be ready. we need to be ready at all times. We need to be ready for the coming of the Lord, and we need to be ready for any economic downturns, disasters. And, you know, a Congress friend of mine warned that in one day all the grocery stores could be emptied out, and there'd be very little food or water, which will create a very chaotic condition in America. Banks could be closed. People could be lined up like they were in Greece when they were able to get $60-something dollars a day only. And, you know, we just say in America that could never happen to us. But we need to realize and recognize that as we are attempting or in the process of reassessing our relationship with Israel, then God is reassessing his relationship, as Jonathan Cahn said, reassessing his relationship with us as America. Do you think we're just blessed because we're just a good nation and somehow we won an eternal prize as a country? No. Because we have blessed Israel over the years, because we have followed the principles of God over the years, because our schools for over 100 years were taught, students were taught in the schools and were taught from the Bible. And we have followed the principles, and we've not violated, by and large, the principles of his word. But now violations are taking place everywhere. So we repent right now. Would you help me? We repent right now on behalf of the sins of our nation, for the transgender, the gender neutral movement that is in process, for the forsaking of Israel, for allowing Israel to be isolated, for not following the Ten Commandments, for taking prayer out of the schools and taking the Ten Commandments off of the walls and off of the property of government landscapes. We repent. We repent for the 55 million babies that have been aborted. And we repent today for the selling of baby body parts, where now that's just old news. How can we be so gullible? In Jesus' name, forgive us, we pray. In the name of Jesus, help us, we pray. Would you just spend a moment just praying right now, repenting on behalf. Daniel said, while I was repenting of my sins and the sins of my nation. If you want to repent for the sins of your nation, go for it. Father, I set myself in agreement with all these people that are praying with me today, from coast to coast, shore to shore, different nations of the world. In Jesus' name, for those who are praying with me on behalf of our nation, standing in the gap, making up the hedge. And would you join me in asking God to give me 1,000 prayer leaders in America? 1,000 people that will lead a weekly prayer group, and they can just register by going to bpnradio.com and click on 1,000 prayer leaders, and you will be willing to lead a prayer group. And you're either already in the process of leading a prayer group or you are about to lead a prayer group, because the Holy Spirit is already speaking to you about it. And you can either have a public location or a private location. And so there is a registration form. You can register by going to bpnradio.com, 1,000 prayer leaders. There's a short registration form, and you can indicate whether you want your prayer group to be a private group, which we will list, or a public group. And if you have a public group, you need to put the name of the church or the name of the college or nursing home or whatever it may be. And so, Father, we pray for 1,000 prayer leaders. I thank you for the prayer leaders that you've already given us. I bless them right now in Jesus' name. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that you give us 1,000 prayer leaders to pray. Help me pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. Would you respond now? Would you respond by going to bpnradio.com, clicking on 1,000 prayer leaders and sending in, submitting that registration? Let's pray right now for Chris, who has sent in the following request. I have a boil on my back that has become uncomfortable, large, red. Please pray for me that God will touch and heal me of this. So, Father, we just pray for Chris right now. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, amen and amen. And Father, we pray for some other prayer requests that are being sent in. Marvin wrote, my grandfather is 85 years old. His mind is as strong as ever, but his body is deteriorating, and he wants us to pray for his grandfather. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Marvin's grandfather. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would come and that you would heal. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Lord. We have some other prayer requests we want to pray for quickly, and I'm pulling those up even at this very moment. So give me one moment, if you will. We want to pray for Katrina, who wrote the following request, a healing for Patricia, who has food allergies, physical healing, inner healing. And I want to pray for Amy, renewed commitment to Christ. I want to pray for Raymond, salvation, emotional healing, compassion. I want to pray for Drafton, who's pray for his salvation and his financial provision. And we pray for Harvey. We pray for salvation, inner healing. We pray for Sid, who needs complete healing from skin cancer on his eyelid. And we pray for Bonnie, who is needs healing from many health conditions, including diabetes, respiratory, circulation, mobility problems, salvation, protection while serving as a police officer. That's AJ. And Ashley, we pray for salvation, peace, and her healing. Lucy needs protection also while serving as a police officer in New York City. Wow. Wayne is praying for, has a special need. We pray for Yvonne, who is asking for healing today. And we pray for every other need that is represented here on BPN Radio. Well, wow, it's been a wonderful broadcast. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. And if you have a prayer request, you can go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. There's a place for your prayer request, and our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, will send them out to our prayer team. We'll be praying for those requests for the next several days. Thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, anytime, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.